broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Bruston-Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, alongside our Packer backer, Wisconsin backer, specifically right now, a Bucks backer, Kyle Wallace.
Say yes, sir. Kyle. Yes, sir. Specifically right now, a Milwaukee Bucks backer, as a homer that I am.
No Brad Nordman. He's at one of his many estates. Alex Stroh running the show, and we are excited to start the show with the newest members of the Milwaukee Bucks. We have AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith. Welcome to Kyle Bruston-Nordman, and welcome to the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're excited to have you guys. We've got a couple of fun things planned. But what is your overall impression so far of Wisconsin? Because I know you haven't been here. You know some players that are in the NBA that are from here. But so far, it's been a couple days plus. What do you think?
I mean, I say it's a chill city. So far, super from what
chill.
I see.
Yeah, super chill for sure. Yeah. It reminds me a lot of my home, hometown, Fresno, but like super flat.
Fresno, California?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle, you're going to be the tour guide for the
Yeah. So I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and I remember I was just like y'all. I wasn't as tall or talented as y'all, but I understand, you know, what it is, because you guys are going to come.
D3 football player with some bad knees.
Yeah, you know, D3 football player, but we respect athletes around here. But I know what it's like to come of age in Milwaukee, but more importantly for you all, you're following the footsteps of great people like a Giannis, who came at around the same age and grew into the giant that he is today. So I'm excited to see you all's journeys, but we'll make sure we take good care of y'all.
And so what we do want to know from you guys to start here is, as it comes to your guys' career, right? You guys are young. I think you guys are aware. You guys make us even feel old as we're trying to stay young. But when you guys look at your future NBA career, we'll start with AJ here. We'll go to Tyler. If you could envision what an NBA career would be like for you, what do you see?
I'll probably see myself dominating in the league, of course, being considered one of the most skilled players in the world, like later on down the line. A lot of wins, all-stars, everything, really.
I like it. I mean, it incorporates the personal and team success. What about you, Tyler?
I'll say I would be a winner for sure. Hopefully 5 all-stars. And considered probably, like, conversation for a Hall of Famer probably won.
Oh, man, I love
that. I like that.
I love the mentality because, you know, we won a championship back in 2021. But overall, what I think about is we didn't know who y'all were last week. Like, literally a week ago, a lot of people didn't know who AJ Johnson was. A lot of people didn't know who Tyler Smith is. And so when we look at this now, can you let us know each, when we look at a current player or a former player in the NBA, what would you compare your game to or who you aspire your game to kind of match and look like?
Let me go first. Oh, yeah, I'll probably say, like, a Shea. Tyrese Halliburton, LaMelo, like just like in the aspect of just playing freely, confident, getting my teammates involved, just being exciting.
You plan on being as cocky as Tyrese? You know he's from right up the way here in Wisconsin. You don't plan. That, you know we mad at him right now.
Yeah.
We got to get payback.
No, we're going to get that payback for sure.
I love it. How about you, Tyler?
I think I play like Keegan Murray.
Okay.
Just shoot the ball. Raptors Chris Bosh, versatile forward, you know.
I love that.
You watch a lot of highlights? I hope so.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I sit and watch the old All-Star games, and Chris Bosh used to be able to ball. Underrated. Now, I have a stack of papers in front of you guys. You probably don't know that yet. But what I want you to do is I want you to pick up the stack of papers, because this is a little bit of a trivia here. So what we're going to start is, there for you radio listening audience, we have AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith. Don't skip ahead. This is like like class back then. You guys went right to the.
But they was in high school. A year ago.
You can get through high school just by showing up.
No,
you
know? Don't say that. These kids are intelligent. They worked hard, right?
So for the radio listening audience, there is a picture of a Milwaukee Buck. He's wearing jersey number 34. Not named Giannis. Who is this man?
Ray Allen.
All right, good.
Oh, wow. How did y'all know this so you just know what he looks like?
I mean, Ray.
Okay,
We started easy. We started easy.
Did y'all know Ray Allen played for the Bucks?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Next on the video stream, we have a Milwaukee Bucks player, number 21.
Yeah. Darvin Ham.
Yeah!
Oh!
Does it look like him?
Yeah, it does look like him.
Yeah. Did you not know AJ?
No, I knew it started with a D, but I didn't know it was like Devin, Darvin. I didn't really know how to pronounce all the way, so.
You're going to get to know him.
Yeah, you're going to get to know him. Trust me. Yeah. Our next image, AOL Instant Messenger. Do you know what this is or does or anything about it?
No.
Message people?
Okay. A context clue.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
This was our iMessage.
So you know.
Now, Kyle does the Android. Can we boo him for that?
You have Android?
You got Android?
Yeah, I do. Google Pixel? Who got a Google Pixel?
No.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
He said no.
You know how y'all text people? This is how we used to text people back in the day. We didn't really? Have phones.
We can set away messages.
Yeah.
Kyle, creative. What does yours say back in the day?
A lot of weird, crazy things, but you know, I grew up from that.
Dang.
Next on the list here, please tell me you guys know what this is. This is a green machine to play
Game Boy. Yeah.
You got Game Boy?
No, but my cousins
I know about this.
Yeah.
You know about this. And what year were y'all born again? Just so everybody in our listening audience can know.
04.
Yeah. 04. 2004.
Damn, I was 13.
I was 14.
That's when I was driving to AU basketball, listening to songs. I didn't know the lyrics and what it meant. And
they were just, you know, being born. So that's fantastic. The future of the Milwaukee Bucks. I love it.
We now put up a picture of you. Tyler, how do you know this?
Blockbuster.
VSH.
Yeah. Okay. That's, no.
That's ding, ding, ding.
No, it is VHS tape. You don't
he said
see,
VS, he said VSH.
Oh, I mean,
VSH. But we get points for even
VHS.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, you must got. So you said cousins. You must got some cousins that are older.
Yeah.
That you
yeah,
kicked
like
it around.
28.
Okay, so yeah, they kind of on the brink of that. AJ, did you know what this was that we saw the tape?
I mean, I knew what the tape like looked familiar, but I don't really know.
What is the Blockbuster?
You can play like movies off of this.
What is the Blockbuster? What is the Blockbuster?
So y'all don't know what Blockbuster is?
I mean, I heard of it. You can
Blockbuster
play movies
movie
on it, right?
Is like a place where you get your movies.
There it is.
We got one of those in Houston.
We used to have to go and hope and pray that when the best movie that just came out, they would have the title of the movie, and behind it was the actual videotape. So you just had to pray that they had one that you could bring home to watch.
Yeah, me and my grandma Netflix. Got Sandlot from there. Like I used to watch Sandlot a lot. So.
That's culture. Yeah. That's what's up. That's
culture, 19-year-old.
I like this. Y'all ready? I like that. What we got next, man?
Last but not least, and I'd be shocked if y'all know this. The face from Tyler says it all. The last page.
I don't think I got that.
You got it after Blockbuster. You should. You, more?
MP3 player.
All right, I'll show it up right here. MP3 player?
Is he right?
No. You got to get one guess here.
Damn.
Oh,
that's a PS3. No, that's like a Sony PS5, something like that. PS something.
A Sony PS5.
They what? They don't. See, here's the thing. This is, so you know how the MP3 player, right? Before MP3, y'all know CDs? This is a CD player.
Oh, like you put the CD inside of it and you listen to it.
And you listen to it.
It's called
a
Walkman.
Ancient, right? Like, hey, who would do that?
That's a good idea. That's tough.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
actually,
maybe
you guys would look really cool if you showed up before games with these on. People would respect you. Because they'd be like, man, that's like a classic.
It's like a hassle, though. You got to take it out, put another song on.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like.
That's the exact reason why we have
iPods
music on our phone now.
That turned into phones.
It is an absolute hassle. I love this. You guys are making me feel young. And old at the same time.
Joined now by AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks. Who has been the most instrumental in helping you guys so far throughout the process in the Milwaukee Bucks organization?
I say the vet that's been there the most is Chris Middleton.
Mm.
Yeah, Chris Middleton has been talking to us a little bit.
Yeah, like off the court, on the court, all the above.
Yeah, off the court. Like my locker's right next to his, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What does it mean for you all to really come into an organization like the Milwaukee Bucks and have a Chris Middleton that you were watching on TV, to have a Damian Lillard that you were watching on TV? What does it mean to come into an organization that's already a good one, but then on top of that, to be around so many great vets that can teach you so much?
No, it's definitely a blessing just to be around vets like them and just a team like this, like a winning team that is really experienced and like one of the best teams in the league. So it's just like it's really a blessing just to be able to go into an environment like this and learn from them.
All right, so yesterday on our show, we had a conversation on what Kyle Wallace would do. We were talking about some guaranteed money that was going on around the NBA. Kyle would go right to bottle service. I like that sound, by the way. That was perfect timing for that. Kyle would go to bottle service if he signed his first contract, and everyone would be getting drinks, and everyone would know he played in the league.
Because I was 21.
Yeah, and then they're 19. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
because
19.
I was 21, so they can't do that.
Do you guys have a first purchase planned?
I mean, I really got what I wanted when I was at Overtime when I was 16. Like, I bought the Louis bag already, got a car.
He said, oh, wow.
Next thing to do is just buy a place out here. That's really it.
Oh, wow.
That was like the next purchase.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. So you play for Overtime Elite?
Elite, yeah.
And so you already got the Louis bag in the car, huh?
Yeah.
So basically, you probably prepare. So this newfound, well, it's going to be additional fame and additional money that you can. You are already ready for that because you've already experienced that and know how to handle all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting, mature. What about yourself, AJ?
Yeah, no, I feel like I've gotten the things that I pretty much want, but, you know, it's going to be more things I want that I don't know that I want yet, but I feel like the next purchase for both of us will probably be, like, a place to live. We both in a hotel as of right now. But.
Yeah, get y'all a place to live. Make some investments as well.
Yeah, make some investments.
They're going to set y'all up.
I played with the Bucks Summer League, and the worst thing I ever did was take the per diem in Vegas and go right to the tables. Do opposite of Mr. Ben over here, all right? Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace.
Is that gambling?
Yes, gambling. That's gambling. Oh, shoot. They can't even gamble either. Oh, they're in good shape.
You are in good shape.
They're in great shape. All my advice goes to hell now.
But I do want to dig into a little bit about like y'all journey a little bit because you guys are new to Milwaukee, and again, you guys are going to be staples of the organization. That's the dream, and that's the goal, to be staples of the organization. And we talk about the journey. You talked about Chris Middleton, like hearing about his journey from Texas A&M and being, I believe, from South Carolina with the Pistons and coming to the Bucks and becoming a mainstay. Giannis, we all know his story. Like, can you guys talk about your journey from high school to going to Australia to playing for overseas elite to playing for the G League? Can you guys just talk about that, AJ?
Yeah, no, I mean, I started off in Fresno, of course. Like, I grew up there. I ended up moving to LA like 15 years old just for like more exposure to get my name out there and stuff like that. I started going to a lot of camps and tournaments and stuff like that, and I started to get my name out there. I started to get up in the rankings and things like that. I ended up leaving high school at like top 20 in the country. I was committed to Texas, and I ended up choosing to decommit and go play overseas in the NBL. I thought it was just like the best decision for my development because at the end of the day, my goal is to be a great NBA player, and I just felt like taking that professional route early would give me the best chance to do that. So, yeah, I did that for 10 months, and then, yeah.
Who, Tyler?
I'll say my journey was pretty bumpy, man. Like, freshman year, COVID happened, so didn't play AU like that.
What, freshman year of high school?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sophomore.
Like,
he's 19.
Yeah, they grad. To you were in high. So COVID happened when you were high school, and it's been that long ago. My goodness.
So like everything just happened quick, like super quick. Like COVID happened freshman year, right before our playoff game. Had to finish that season. Then there was no AAU. So sophomore year, we couldn't go to school. Just play basketball with the mask on all season. After that, they made us go back to school the next year. I wasn't used to being in class for 8 hours a day again.
Yeah.
So just 2 weeks in there. Seeing Overtime wanted me, I was like, I think this is the right fit for me. This is what I believe in, and this is what I want to do. So committed there and went there for 2 years, and then went to Ignite, developed there, and now I'm in a league. So,
well, one thing I think is worth noting here is in the state of Wisconsin, people obviously love all of their sports teams. Are you guys football fans?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely be going to Green Bay games for sure. Yeah.
But he says, are you a sports fan? Because you say you're going to go back. Are you a Packers fan now?
You can't make let him get there himself.
We're going to find out now, Mr. Smith. Are you a Packers fan? Because you said you're from Houston, so I don't know if you're a Texan.
I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, you're from New Orleans. But you just lived in Houston.
Yeah, raised in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you a
Saints
fan?
But I like the Packers too.
Okay, you know,
see,
Lil
that's
Wayne.
A good answer.
Well, Lil Wayne's from New Orleans. He likes the Packers, so maybe you could be like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, for sure.
AJ, you jumping on board?
Nah, I mean, I like the Packers. I mean, I'll definitely go to a game, but I don't watch football too much, but family does.
Yeah, well, Tyler, I can feel the real football energy. My advice would be go to a Packer game. They'll start chanting "Go Pack, go,
go Pack, go." Just say "Go Pack, go." Just say what it's "Go Pack, go,
go Pack, go."
I can't say
go,
it.
Why can't you say it? You just say you like the Packers.
You sing that, everybody in the state's gonna love you.
They'll love you. They'll love you. The New Orleans will be okay with it. They'll be okay with that.
Lastly, as we're getting ready to be done here with AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks here, and Kyle Bruston Ortman, cheese curds. Had the chance to try one yet? Have you even heard of a cheese curd?
Mm-mm.
Oh, y'all don't.
That's on us. How do we not have cheese curds?
My friends that brought them here, I know it may not be part of their diet, but
yes.
Y'all got to slide the fried cheese curds. They got to get some of those fried cheese curds and get them some custard ice cream. Again, they going to take care of y'all, but y'all cheat meal going to be fried cheese curds and some custard ice cream.
You'll thank us.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not know what a cheese curd was either when I moved from Chicagoland to Wisconsin, but I tell you, when you have it, a little bit of ranch, you will be in heaven. And I know AJ, you know,
is it just
we got to get a little more on you. I know you know that.
Need it. Yeah, I'm definitely trying.
We need lean protein too with that. Yeah, I know you know that.
Sure. Is it just a cheese curd?
Cheese stick.
It's like a cheese stick.
It's like a mozzarella
stick,
but like it's like this size.
It's mozzarella sticks that are smaller. It's delicious. When you try, I'm like, okay. Trust me on that one.
Anything else you guys want to share about yourselves before we let you go to the Wisconsin audience?
I would like to say one thing. I am happy to be a Buck.
All right.
Yeah. That. Power.
I am too. Yes. I am too.
AJ Johnson, ditto's that. Well, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, and I know you guys got to run to talk to our friends over at 620 WTMJ, so enjoy the time over there, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. AJ Johnson, Tyler Smith of the Milwaukee Bucks here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We'll be back with you in a little bit. Do not go anywhere.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks, for joining Kyle Bruston-Ortman. No Nortman, I'm Ben Bruss, alongside Kyle Wallace.
Boy,
Alex,
do you Stroh, feel
front
old.
Of the show. Yeah, that was fascinating.
They're young. They're young.
Pleasure to have them in studio, for sure. Like, but they are babies.
Yeah, when I walked in here, I'm like, oh man, these are some babies, man. This is like, I said, this is like my little cousin. My little cousins are 19, 15, 22. And I literally saw him, one of my cousins at Summerfest, and he was with his little shawty he had there. And I was like, oh, y'all some babies. What y'all kids doing today?
Cool.
And my brother was like, yes. Shout out to my little cousin out here in these streets, following the footsteps of his big cousin. But cool. I said, y'all babies, y'all, what y'all doing out here? And my brother's like, dude, they're like 22, 23 years old. And I'm like, oh, I guess they are like adults.
But like, literally, there were things that I continuously brought up, whether it be the planned pictures of Ray Allen, Darvin Ham, Blockbuster, a Walkman, a Game Boy, AIM Instant Messenger, seeing if they knew things that came out right when they were born in 2004. To me, giving them advice about what they shouldn't do with their per diem money in Las Vegas for Summer League.
Yes.
And then I came to the realization with you that they weren't 21.
And they're probably not degenerates like you were when you were 21 years old, 22.
Let me just say, going
and gambling your per diem away.
Let me just say, a source be unnamed that was in the studio would tell me they all do the same thing that I did. And maybe that's why I probably had a better chance to be on the staff than on the team.
Oh. Well, hopefully the players.
And the players had a little bit more scratch to play with than a young Ben Bruss.
Well, I'm glad you gave them that advice as they get exposed when they go out there to Las Vegas.
So. I hope he thinks of me. And, I mean, who knows? I mean, A.J. Johnson's, I mean, I still want to do the Stroh A.J. Johnson scale challenge.
Yeah, I mean. Stroh, do you think you have him beat?
I mean, Stroh.
I got him beat. I got him.
You got a little bit more grown man girth to you.
Exactly. Well, I've got a little bit more of a beer belly, too.
It's the beer belly that you have. I think, though, he's got a little bit more length and height, obviously. Where
just a tad.
It's just a little bit more, I don't know, weight throughout the entire body.
I didn't actually come in the room. I didn't see how much taller he is than me.
He's taller. He's taller than I expected.
He is, and Tyler's tall. I didn't want to stand there. We took a photo. I didn't want to stand
there. Yeah, you look like a little mighty mite.
I was like,
and then at the very end of the photo, you did the thing where like you point to the guy you're standing next to. I caught that, and I was like, dude, you're pointing up at the ceiling.
You point left to right.
He was pointing up. It would have been Kyle's right, I think, if my directions
are okay. You're right.
And yeah, you were literally pointing at the ceiling.
Yeah, because they're mad. Listen, I'm a short king. I understand, and I'm 5'10". It is what it is.
You're not that short.
I mean, I'm not that short, but compared
to Tyler Smith,
yeah, he's almost a foot taller than me. Yeah, so I'm tiny compared to him.
800-990-3776 again. 800-990-ESPN. Man, I'm still fascinated by that whole experience.
With that as well, because now I think the realization of what the Bucks' overall plan, like Brad Nordman talked about, the Bucks need to go young. I know he was like, we don't go that young, but
I actually think, and maybe you're going to say, I'll let you go, Brad's idea was right.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to take a swing at building for the future, you go super young and you hopefully have guys you believe in that can develop differently than what we've seen, because what we've seen in the draft for the Milwaukee Bucks has not been good. But this feels like such a new direction, right? Like super young, super green, no expectations to help the team this year. Get guys in with the right mindset. Utilize Chris Middleton, who they mentioned is a veteran, that Tyler Smith's next to in the locker room. Like, if that's part of building the next wave of Milwaukee Bucks culture, then I'm for it.
I should have called them the official rookies of KBN. That's what I should have called them, so they always remember their official rookies. But imagine Giannis in 2013 coming in here. He would have been in the exact same seat, would have been the exact same way, of in awe of the fact that they just became NBA players. They just reached their ultimate goal and they reached their ultimate dream. But when you look at that and you think about ultimately what the Bucks are going to be doing in the next 5 years, their faces are part of what the plan is in the next 5 years along the side of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Do you feel good after getting a chance to meet with him and talk to him about, okay, the Milwaukee Bucks at least now have a plan in place for what they're going to do post the Chris Middleton era, post the Dame era, post the Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Pat Connaughton era?
To be honest, no.
Really?
I mean, like, sure, like, yes, but, like, I don't say it, I think it's a good plan. But at the same time, I feel like this should have been started a little bit earlier. If that makes sense? Like, I feel like Horst is doing this a little bit too late, where it's like, all right, the end of this Brook, Giannis, Dame, Chris, Pat Connaughton culture of the Milwaukee Bucks era and Bobby.
Well, they
Portis.
Tried with a Marjan, who they thought could probably bring an instant impact. They got Chris Livingston last year.
Again, though, that was a college player, second rounder. Like, these are guys who are 19 with true potential, right? Like, true potential.
Oh, yeah.
AJ Johnson averaged 2 points a game overseas. I averaged more.
What,
I did.
In a lesser league, cool. But
AJ, no, I mean, no, LKL is Lithuanian
it's,
Division
it's,
One.
It's just as good as
with
the
three
NBA
EuroLeague teams that we played against.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll say this about AJ. The athletic ability is through the roof. The potential there is ridiculous for what he can. He admitted the fact that, hey, I'm going to put a little bit of weight on, but what he can be, just from a springy perspective, we got two guys that have an opportunity to contribute to this roster, part of the way NBA plays and
See,
flows now.
Like I said, I think it's a good strategy. It just kind of feels weird, right? Because, like, there's a changing of the guard, but the guard that you're changing it with, like, I want more from that guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is still a team that we want to win a championship, and we're having a legitimate debate yesterday if the Brewers have a better shot to win a World Series versus the Milwaukee Bucks that have Giannis, Dame, Chris.
And that's no knock on the Bucks. That just maybe says how good the Brewers and Dallas Keuchel are. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we just need to understand that we're all top 10 for favorites to win a World Series, favorite to win an NBA title, favorite to win a Super Bowl. We're all in the top 10. We just feel a little bit more confident about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to go to Becoming Relevant in the next segment. We'll play Over Under, and then I have a conversation with Kyle that I have no idea how it's going to go.
Oh, wow. Do I know about this?
You do know about it.
Do I?
We talk about two Americas here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We're going to dive a little deeper than we ever have. Actually, I don't know. When we went to John Adams being my ancestor, that might have been pretty wild.
What did you say? John Adams is your...
I don't know the relation, but I was at a family party.
Did John Adams own slaves?
According to Statista, of the U.S. first 12 presidents, the only two never to own slaves were John Adams.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! That's my lineage! John Adams, not a slave owner.
Yes, that's good. Good for you and your family.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman with Becoming Relevant and Alex Strofe continues next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why she am I always she, the I, one l- doing that? Like, tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Kyle Brusselman live across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nortman. Sure, he's scuba diving or glamping better than all of us could ever imagine. Alex Stroh front of the show. If you missed AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks that were just drafted, they joined us to start the show. WisconsinOnDemand.com, YouTube, check out Kyle Brusselman. I can't believe I said this, but it's always a good segment. He can play the clip. It's Mr. Irrelevant becoming relevant here on Kyle Brusselman.
Becoming relevant with Alex Stroh is always good.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Stroh's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Benny, you hit me as the type that likes to play with fireworks. Is that accurate?
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Really? You didn't have little pop rockets or do pop, pop?
See, those that's are not a firework.
Well, but I mean, noisy.
My brother Jonathan annoying. With the six kids, they have like, they go to a party with the cul-de-sac and the five dads think they're the coolest people in the world. I like my hands. I saw a meme on social media that says tomorrow, meaning the 4th of July,
somebody's going to blow their hand off.
Somebody doesn't know that they're going to be losing a finger or a hand.
Oh, man.
And I don't mess with that. So, no. Not even a
sparkler?
I mean,
I'll
do a sparkler.
What's the little small one that go, phew? The little
bottle
one,
rocket?
Bottle rocket. Not even a bottle rocket?
Nope.
Bottle rocket. I'm with you, Benny. I can't take a finger or end
as care. A I'm kid, not I like to with play it. With them. I'm done.
Y'all afraid you're going to be JPP?
Exactly.
Jason Pierre-Paul. John Paul. I'm just listening to the Pope.
anti-fireworks, but I could see why you think I'd be a fireworks guy.
Yeah, you had that energy.
Kyle, you like fireworks.
So, as a kid, I did, and still as an adult, I do. And, I mean, there's been fireworks going off as one of our good friends here and some people on Facebook. Fireworks been going off in Milwaukee for the last couple of days as well because we just be celebrating. But on top of that—
Have you seen any fireworks?
I have yet to see, other than Summerfest.
Neighborhood people have fireworks, and also— I would never forget my experience as a kid. This is when I knew fireworks were dangerous. We went to Indianapolis to go visit my auntie and my uncle. My cousin Jordan Turner, who played for the Badgers now at Michigan State, went to go see his family. And I would never forget my uncle put on a fireworks show. It was great. But then you know you have the fireworks that go up, and then all the white stuff comes down from it. Yeah, so it went up and it went the wrong direction. And then all of a sudden it started raining fireworks, and we all running, and we're like, ah!
Were you in the line of fire?
We was all running, like, somebody get the baby! But it was, and that's at that point, when I was 8 years old.
Hey, get the baby!
For real, they said, get the baby. And at that point, I was 8 years old, and I remember, I was like, you know what? Fireworks can be dangerous, but I still love them and enjoy them.
That's his everlasting memory of that happening.
If my mom came
somebody
in now.
Somebody get the baby!
If my mom and my grandparents were still alive at that time, my mom came in now, you ask her about it, she was like, oh, yeah, we remember that. At one time, that was crazy.
Interesting. Will you seek out fireworks tomorrow?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I won't either.
Oh.
Like, didn't the city of Milwaukee cancel them?
They did. Lakefront fireworks are canceled.
We're poor. Milwaukee County is poor.
Whose fault is that?
I don't know. They raised my taxes, so I don't know. I don't know where my money's being.
They don't shoot off fireworks. They don't clean the sidewalks.
We should ask Tori Lowe about this. Do some investigating. But yeah, no fireworks. Nobody sponsored them this year.
You're seeking them out there tomorrow?
I would like to see fireworks tomorrow. Yeah, I think I do enjoy the fact that you have an opportunity to see fireworks. It's an American tradition. Going to a park. I know, you know, like I go to Whitefish Bay once in a while because that's where I went to school at. Go to Clody Park and hang out during the day. And at night they have the fireworks show that goes on right by the lake.
LeBron James unshockingly signs an extension with the LA Lakers. So the Bronny to LeBron era will indeed happen in L.A. Something I learned, though, LeBron and Bradley Beal, the only two NBA superstars to have a no-trade clause. I didn't realize only two guys in the entire league had that, which just means you can veto trades.
Yeah, I mean, and LeBron's on a 1-1, so it's a player option for next year. He continues to have the most control over anything that I've seen in sports.
He's NBA. He's NBA, and I have to give him credit because you know what? He's been doing it at this high level. 19 seasons?
Yeah, look.
19 seasons? He earned it.
It's so impressive. But I'm getting kind of like, and I'm a LeBron guy. I'm starting to get LeBron fatigue.
I'm not a LeBron guy, but I have to respect the fact. Dude averaged 24 last year, 25 last year.
I hear
you.
It's impressive. I don't know how he's 39. Doing it. But at the same time, like, he's just kind of existing now. He's kind of
what?
Like, dude, they suck.
They sucked last year. I mean, the roster wasn't
great. It's the same roster.
And Anthony Davis, well, I'm sure they're going to try to make some signings. They got Bronny James.
I listened to Gabe Neitzel on Greeny with Tim Bontemps. They can't do anything. They're going to stink again. He picked the Warriors. Bontemps picked the Warriors of someone who's got a better chance of going further than the Lakers.
Well, maybe they could trade for Brook Lopez.
They don't have anything to give.
Now, Rui, I'll take Rui.
Take Rui.
The problem is they don't have anything to. They need to trade the contracts to match. Like, it's not going to work.
Don Horse is smart. But I mean, though I am a LeBron James hater, I do think LeBron James' greatness over this sustained amount of time allows for him to have this type of flexibility and this type of control where he has a no-trade clause. He tells them, you're drafting my son at pick number 55, and they act all surprised and crying as if they didn't know it was going to happen. But, I mean, shout out, and he started a school. So shout out to LeBron James and his longevity and his control over the NBA.
And he started a school, he says. Well said, Kyle.
He did start a school.
I thought I saw some that the students weren't passing.
Hey. The students are passing grades. Their test scores might be a little bit lower. But
so I wonder how they're passing grades but not the test scores. I know a little bit about that.
Stanford Benny. Going back to the holiday, fellas. Tomorrow, big annual event. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
All the glizzies, baby. All the glizzies.
All the glizzies, indeed. Guzzles. No Joey Chestnut, but the show must go on. A, will you watch?
Oh, I didn't know if there was. We were going to answer.
You said things. A. Is there a B?
Yeah. Typically, you A, will you watch? And B,
all right,
no, what do you got?
Question one, will you watch?
Yes, I will watch.
I don't think so.
It's going to be
odd. You're fixated on the fact I haven't asked the second question.
Correct. Yet. It's a fascinating way to ask the A-B thing.
Because they're kind of separate.
Okay.
I need to separate them. So wait,
can I just ask, you're not going to have just ESPN randomly on, so you're just going to end up watching because it's on? Like, I don't go seek it out, but I'll turn the TV on and
that's
I'll watch ESPN a lot. And is it on ESPN Radio, too?
I don't think the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is on ESPN Radio.
And hot dog number 50 is guzzled down by Kobayashi.
Washed down with some water. Two dogs right down the throat. Easy peasy lemon squeezy washes it down.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe do it.
Badlands Booker takes down a gallon of Mountain Dew on the side.
What was question two?
He's so fixated.
He's waiting for it.
10 minutes. How many glisses are you putting down?
I'm not going to lie. Hot dogs are overrated.
Overrated? They're not good.
Yeah, well, sure. I'm with you there.
They're just not good. Not overrated. A lot of people don't. Who goes and says, if you had to pick between a brat, Italian sausage, a hot dog, or a Polish, which one? The racing sausages. If you had to eat the racing sausages.
I'll take all of them
except
over a
hot dog.
Yeah,
I'll eat chorizo, but I'll eat it over a hot dog.
The only time a hot dog is good is when you golf and you make the turn. The only time.
You know what? I went to the White House a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
And I was very disappointed because one of the food options was a hot dog. And I said, this is a joke. This is an absolute joke. Y'all are a White House.
As American as it gets, Kyle.
No, but you literally print out money whenever you want. And y'all couldn't print up some money to get us something better than beef hot dogs? So I was very upset with that, but I could probably put down four glizzies. No, I could put down four glizzies in 10 minutes.
Oh, you could do more than four.
In 10 minutes,
I could
get
do one
six
a
or seven.
They're literally long, though.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm good to go.
Okay, all right.
Last one for you fellas today, National Compliment Your Mirror Day. Kyle, what do you think Ben said to himself in the mirror this morning?
You can do it. You can wake up. You can make it through the day. You just got one more day, buddy. You can make it happen. Go pick up your family, and you can be okay. You're going to survive.
Ben, what did Kyle say to himself this morning?
Oh, man, you are so handsome.
Damn you, Bob.
You
boy.
Are so good-looking, man. You're going to have a hell of a day.
How you know? I literally opened up the closet door, and there's a nice little frame, and I put my clothes on. I look at myself, and I go,
damn.
Ooh, look at the chain.
I get better looking every day.
Look, the chain was like, you see the chain out a little bit? Look, the chain. I saw the players.
Tori Lowe and I shamed Kyle out of wearing his fake watch.
No, I had my Alpha watch on today. Yeah. I know the kids was looking at my bling bling. It was like, where you get that from?
Kyle, you're a talk to yourself in the mirror type guy, aren't you?
A lot of times I go and I look and either it's, okay, boy, you look good, or it's like, dang, you look old as hell.
So this is mentally or out loud?
This is mentally and out loud. I talk to myself in the mirror for sure, 100%. Matter of fact, I looked at myself yesterday and I said, boy, you look scruffy.
Boy, you look scruffy. Yeah.
Don't we all talk to ourselves in the mirror?
I don't think I've ever done it out loud,
but I mentally look at myself and I'm like, oof.
What is going on?
What happened to you, man? you used to be the guy. Now you're just like this has been.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Poor Biddy.
All right.
Struggling.
So, you are better at this game than you are. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Let's go caller 6, caller 9 for over under. Chance to win a $50 gift card. It's just me and Kyle. Take that into account, however you may take that into account.
No, it's Kyle and a B, because the N ain't here today. Ben, the full Ben, is not here today. So we're going to figure out whether or not Ben wakes the heck up and is ready to go.
It is time for over-under. Chance to win a $50 gift card. Alex Strofe has a category and an over-under. Caller 6, you get to pick over-under. If you believe Kyle and I will team up and get as many answers as we can over Strofe's line. Caller number 9, you're stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN. Chance to win a $50 gift card in over-under. 800-990-3776. Over-under next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.